The first survey of the 2017 U.S. cotton crop production indicates a crop of 20.5 million bales, 1.5 million above last month, and the largest production in 11 years. Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council, joins us with his take on USDA's report and the market's reaction.
A lot of the crop is progressing well. We know there's some challenges. There have been some abandoned acres in parts of Texas. We know though South Texas is harvesting a very good crop, but still I think it's important to remember there's a long way to go yet before the crop is harvested and actually ginned. So it's going to be key to watch the crop develop from this point forward. We'll get another survey estimate from USDA in September. Now, when we look at the market's reaction, that does give us some indication of what they were thinking, and the market did react down on the day that it was released and has been somewhat struggling since that USDA number came out. I think in part that's also due to what we see when we look outside the U.S. in terms of expected increases in production in a number of key countries. And I think it's important, too, to look at what's expected to happen to stock numbers, particularly stocks in the balance sheet outside of China. Those are projected to increase significantly as we look at the USDA numbers. So this is going to be one of the key factors to watch as we go forward is, one, does the crop actually materialize to the size USDA is saying? What kind of strength can we see in demand? And do those stock numbers build up as USDA is currently calling them to do?